Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Spread your wings and fly away.
It may be a surprise to few people in the United States, but the Denver police are saying that it was all a hoax.
It has been determined that this is a hoax, that it was a publicity stunt. We believe that we have evidence at this point to indicate that it was a publicity stunt done with the hopes of marketing themselves or better marketing themselves for a reality television show at some point in the future.
That's Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderden speaking at a press conference. So joining us today to talk about this issue is Kate Daly. She's the health and lifestyle editor for Newsweek.com. We've also got Liz Gumbinner, publisher of Mom 101, a parenting blog that includes personal stories from her own family. And Kate, let me ask you first. By the very phrase publicity stunt, we're talking about a mom and a dad, if these allegations are true, who wanted the world to come and watch their family.
Right. And like you said, we don't know a lot about, you know, we know what the allegations are. We know that the family has come out and said this is not a hoax. There have been some people affiliated with the story coming forward saying I helped him plan this or they would never do this. So all we know is that it's kind of creepy and sordid.
Since when is a publicity stunt illegal in America, of all places? I mean, this publicity stunts, this is like the whole nation.
I think when you start involving federal officials and taxpayer money, that's when it gets a little creepy. I mean, that's when the illegality comes in. And also, but I think people have less problem with the idea that it was a big waste of government money and time than the fact that they're maybe dragging these kids into something that they're not necessarily equipped to handle.
And that's really the question, because if to a certain extent, all reality TV drags kids. Really, John and Kate Plus 8, do those kids have no choice whether or not to have their family featured on national television and talked about on People magazine?
Right.
And Kate's come out and said, you know, my kids love doing this show and they were so sad when it was over and it's so good for them. But you know what? Kids would love drinking antifreeze if they had the chance, and that's not good for them either. And so kids can't really be the arbiter of whether or not they should be on TV.
Liz Gumbinner, she's the publisher of Mom 101. And on this blog, you actually describe personal details about your family and about your kids. And I assume you do not ask your children to look over your blog before you publish it.
Well, I did, but as infants, they had trouble responding to me. I think as a memoirist, which is what I am, I have an obligation to tell my truth. And particularly when the story is about the journey into new motherhood, having an infant or a toddler plays into that. That said, I think that as our children become older and have their own identities and their own reputations, really, we have an obligation to look at the boundaries and at what point.
What do you mean by older? How old do you have to be as a child before you start having a right to privacy?
Well, my oldest daughter right now is 4, and I'm already starting to see a difference in how I'm describing things. I certainly don't want to scar her for life. I'll do it in other ways, but rather not do it through my blogging.
But don't you invite public criticism and sort of, you know, people to second guess you as a parent once you go public on any level, whether it's a reality show or this insane Heaney family?
Of course. And the reality is I'm more concerned about how the fellow moms in my Brooklyn preschool are judging my cookies at the bake sale than how anonymous strangers on the internet might be judging my parenting.
That's some pressure.
Moms are always judged. Strangers love coming up to moms in the street and saying, you know, telling you how to get your kid to stop crying or telling you what you're doing wrong about parenting. There was an article in the New York Times this weekend about Michael Chabon and Aliette Waldman, who are, you know, this literary power couple. They write about their kids, and while the article was pretty, you know, complimentary, which again kind of speaks to how the medium is the message. So if you're Michael Chabon, you're this sort of revolutionary writer. And if you're a mommy blogger, you're putting your kids up for intense scrutiny.
But I wonder if there is a trade-off. I think maybe we've decided in America that it's all public, that all this family stuff is public, and that basically people have the right and the invitation to come to you and say, you know, what you're doing with your son there.
I don't buy that at all. Kate, do you buy that?
Well, you know, I think it raises an interesting point because there are so many, you know, but where before it would just be Michael Chabon writing about his kids, now we've got hundreds of thousands
like
of
Liz.
Bloggers that, like Liz. And so now when you grow up, it's not like there's going to be one kid in the class who had that embarrassing story about about him on the internet. They're all going to have embarrassing stories.
The whole class is a reality.
But Liz, here's my question to you. Your daughter's 4 years old. She's going to be going to kindergarten next year. So you're going to go to a party at your child's kindergarten class, and some mom is going to walk up and bring up something that was on the blog and take you to task over it.
They already do all the time. They don't take
you're
me to task
it.
For it.
You're okay with that.
Yes, because I think I make good decisions about my children and how I want to portray them. And that's the difference between blogging and reality TV.
And there's,
the producer.
Nothing illegal. I mean, I think the problem I have with this whole Colorado story is like, okay, maybe the Heaneys aren't the best parents in the world, but do we want Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderson being the parent now? This like goofy sheriff who couldn't figure out there wasn't a kid in the balloon?
Well, I had a real problem when they said, you know, we went in with Child and Protective Services. We thought there might be some abuse, but there was no evidence for us to be able to take the kids out. I'm like, well, then why are you talking about how you tried to take the kids away if it turned out that the parents were fit in that capacity? I mean, I think the problem that parents have is when they think that they should be paid for exposing their kids' privacy. I think you have to realize that privacy is the new currency. People are giving it away for free. And so when you try to, you know, exploit kids for reality TV that way, that's when you're going to get in trouble.
So and I think there's a big difference between sharing your stories with the community versus exploiting your children for fame and fortune.
So I guess that's the takeaway. Once money's involved, it's
you'd
bad.
You'd say yes to a book deal, right, Liz?
Yes, I would.
Of course, there we go.
But I hopefully wouldn't have to fake my child floating away in a balloon to get one.
Let's hope not.
Liz Gumbinner is the publisher of Mom 101. That's a parenting blog. We're also joined by our friend Kate Daly, health and lifestyle editor for Newsweek.com.